Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and Happy New Year. This is Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. So glad that you tuned in today, and I thank and praise the Lord for 2023. Thank God that we made it. Amen. I thank and praise the Lord for allowing me to see 2023. And you know, if you still living, do you not know God have purpose? God have a plan for your life, but you're not going to be able to find out that purpose if you haven't allowed Jesus to come in your life, and if you're not being steadfast in the faith, if you're not maintaining a relationship with God and in his word and reading and studying his words. And I tell you, that's what it's all about. I start on the 29th of this month, and we were talking about relationship. And we're going to continue with that because, you know, I found out as a born-again believer, you're not going to experience that abundant life because you go and read John 10 and 10. Even though you get a knowledge, the Bible said that Satan come to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. That just not going to automatically happen. And that's why I found out when I first got saved, that's why I was deceived. I just thought everything that God's word said that it, according to my knowledge at that time, that made sense or what were good in life, it was just going to automatically happen. But as I grow in knowledge of the word of God and the Holy Spirit continue to bring enlightenment and revelation to me, I begin to find out it was things that I had to do. Yes, the scripture declared in Corinthians, all of God promised a yes and amen. But there too again, we have our part to play. Now, you need to rightly divide that. I'm not saying that you got to do the word with your own ability, your own strength. No, his grace is there. And anyone that done tune in and hear me many times on the air, we tell you that grace, God enables us with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the power. He's the one. He's not only the revelator, but he gives us the ability to do what God's words say. My concern, I'm a prophet, and as a prophet, my number one assignment is to prepare the people for the second coming of Christ. That's my number one assignment. You know, I'm not an apostle like Apostle Paul was. I'm a prophet. I'm an apostolic prophet, and my assignment is to make sure that the people is ready for the second coming of Christ. I know people don't hear that. I've said mentioned it many times. I know your ancestors done said it, but Jesus is soon to come. I was sharing with this one of my spiritual daughter, Father. I was asking him, I said, have you made peace except Jesus, your Lord and Savior? I told him, I said, now you aging. He's 75. Thank God for allowing him to see 75. But y'all, let me tell you something. The enemy of your soul will want you and I to believe that we just going to automatically return back to God. That is a lie. That is deception. And you need to know it. God honor your will and my will. So that's why whosoever will, let him come. God is not going to force us. He's not going to make us. Some of you probably hear me, Mitch, one time, I wish I didn't have a will, you know, because a lot of times our will, if you've not been born again, your will is fighting against the will of God for your life, not even knowing that God will for you, which is his word. God will better things for all of us, but it just don't automatically happen. We're going to continue to talk about relationship. You know, I was at one church, and I'm still sensing this in my spirit. God wants us to grow deeper in him and deeper, that better get what I'm saying, being strong in the Lord in the power of his might. A relationship can be a strong relationship, but it can begin to come weak. A relationship is between two people. And the way, according to the scripture, God always wanted a relationship with mankind, and it began in Genesis. And even if you go in 1 John in the New Testament, when Jesus was restoring the kingdom back, of restoring mankind relationship with God, he began to show how God want a relationship. And God want a relationship with you. I never dreamed that I could have a relationship with my Creator. It was after, and I had been in church for years because my parents made sure, especially my mother, made sure that I would go to Sunday school. But it didn't dawn on me. I didn't have knowledge that I could have a relationship with the Creator. The way I define a relationship, if I'm going to church every on Sundays and going to Bible study, that mean I had a relationship with God. But I found out later that was not true. But once I got born again and began to read the word, and that's the way our relationship is developed with God, when we receive his son, who is Jesus, when we believe on him, accept him as our Lord and Savior, and get in the word of God and begin to read the word, that the word will begin to reveal to us who is our Creator, what is his responsibility, his relationship to us and ours to him. And I'm telling you, I know some people saying, well, Prophet Miller, what is the word for this year? What God going to be doing this year? God haven't revealed all of that to me, but I know one thing he have told me to tell the people, that they need to maintain, if they have a relationship with God, they need to maintain it. And the way you maintain it is studying his word. Find out what God's word is saying to you and me, what God want us to do. The word of God is full of it. 66 books. It tells us how God want us to live. And, you know, we living in a time, and I'm going to be taking you to Daniel, the 7th chapter. I think that's going to be my, Father. I think that's going to be my foundation scripture for today. But like I said, we're going to continue. God told me to slow it down, and I'm going to continue talking about a relationship, the blessing, the benefits, and a relationship with your Creator. Everybody want to experience victory. But y'all, let me tell you something. I find out a lot of time the way we define God's word, a lot of time, if we don't allow the Holy Spirit to bring the revelation, the mystery that Jesus and even Apostle Paul said, the things of God is a mystery. Well, the Holy Spirit is the one that unfold and reveal to us the hidden thing, the mystery of God. You know, and I get excited every time I'm in God's word and God revelates something to me, about other word, bring about the reality. It excites me. It really does, because it keeps me focused. And I don't know about you, 2022 was the year that the enemy really fought me. I didn't talk about it a lot, but I went through mind-binding thoughts. He was really trying to come between my relationship with the Lord and I. But thanks be to God through Christ Jesus that always calls us to triumph. And I tell you, I learned it is so important. It is so important that you get in the word, read the word. A lot of times, give me a word. What is God going to do in 2023? A lot of times people find out what God doing. But let me tell you something. You can get a knowledge, or somebody can reveal to you what God's going to do in 2023 or whatever year it may be. But if you have not developed a relationship with God and maintain that relationship, or you begin to get flat with that relationship, it ain't going to do you no good. You know, I'm not bashing, because if God's speaking to some prophets and some apostles, I'm going to leave that with them and God, you know. But I know what God is having me to share on this radio with you. And right now, I want you to go to Daniel 7 and 25. A lot of saints, they went through the time period that they wanted to abort their relationship with the Lord. Come on, somebody. Oh, yes, a lot of people. You know, I'm tired. And tell you the truth, as I stated, some things I experienced myself, and I got tired too. Yes, Prophet Miller got tired. Yes, I did. There's some things happened in my life. I thank God for bringing me through. I ain't never wanted to give up on the Lord, but when it come down to ministry, when it come down to dealing with the saints, it have been time. You know what, God, I'm tired of this. As a prophet, and I say this, as a prophet in the Lord's church, we are the most misunderstood out of all the office. You got the apostles, you got the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. These are the ascending gift. The Bible tells us in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, how Jesus gave. Now, Jesus walked in all 5 of them. He was the only one, even though his some people teach. I'm an apostle. I walk in all 5 office. I disagree with that. That's not scripture. If apostle walked in all 5 of them, if they walk in the full office of a prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, why do God need us? That's not scripture. But you got some people doing that, but I pray for them people and I go on. I'm not going to try to get in no debate with them because that's another spirit of detraction. That's another way the enemy have us fighting one another. I'm going to be sharing it with you. My foundation scripture, I'm going to have my two foundation scriptures today is that I'm going to be ministering more on is Daniel 7:25. And if you look at Daniel, the 7th chapter and the 25th verse, and it said, he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Look at that, wear out the saints. I want to encourage you. I always, with the leading of the Holy Spirit, I want to encourage you as born-again believers. I know sometimes I might go back to primary and elementary things and the things of God, but still the basic things. You know, last year God had me talk more about the faith. And I don't think none of us, we should never get away from the teaching of faith because the Bible said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. I was listening at this apostle teaching about faith, and he said something that really registered to me, and I've been meditating on it a lot. He said a lot of saints don't have a faith problem. They have a mind problem. And what he mean, he would tell me, see, the Bible tell us not to be conformed to the world, but renew our mind. And you got to keep your mind renewed. The Bible, I think it's in Corinthians, it tell us why we look not at the things that appear. A lot of people is walking around. We just came out of a series of teaching about overcome disappointment and discouragement. And the way you do it by maintaining a student of God's word and meditate on the word and being a doer of the word, because his God will. Now listen at me good. Even though Jesus came, he defeated the devil, but let me tell you a little secret. You have to walk this thing out. Hear me. You have to walk it out. Sometimes the way people can present it to you to make you think that it just going to happen. I even learned even in time of suffering, discouragement, discipline, you got to endure. You got to walk through it. You got to know how to walk through it. Because if you don't, it can cause you to cast away your confidence in God. But in that 20, in Daniel 7:25, let me pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, it's in the master's name of Jesus. I want to thank you again. I want to thank you for allowing us to see 2023. And Father, I thank you because you still have purpose for everyone under the sound of my voice, include myself. And Father, help us. I pray, Father, that you will bring enlightenment and understanding to the viewers, those that have tuned in. Reveal to us what is our purpose, what you would have us to do in 2023. Now, I know you've given me, and you said to talk about relationship, a relationship with you, a relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, who know us better than you? And I'm expecting you to bring enlightenment and revelation through your word today to those people that have tuned in. I bind the God of this world. I bind the principality, the ruler that would try to come to interfere, to bring detraction, So now, Father, I thank you right now for bringing enlightenment and understanding to those that have tuned in. I even thank you, Father, for healing in people's body. I rebuke every discomfort in people's body right now. I command that healing will be, healing will come. I command strength will be in the master's name of Jesus. I thank you for refreshing. That you will release refreshing to your people. I praise you and I bless you. The blood of Jesus cover this broadcast. The blood of Jesus cover everyone that have tuned into it. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, I tell you, as I stated in the beginning, if you still living, that means God still have your purpose is still in place. But you need to really seek out God. And see, as you maintain that relationship with God, commune with God, studying his word, then he'll unfold even more what your purpose is. See, God just don't do things just to do it. I had to learn that. You know, sometimes I would wake up and I say, oh, this day I'm going to do blah, blah, blah. I won't even discuss it with the Lord. But the Bible said we is to acknowledge God in all our ways, and he shall direct our path. The psalmist said he will instruct and teach us in the way that we should go. He will guide us with his own eyes. But the enemy tried to do a lot of us like he did in the hour and the time we're living in. The enemy tried to do us like he did to the disciples. When Jesus told them, he gave them a specific word, let's go to the other side. What happened? Here come detraction. The enemy got in the storm, and the storm began to just about have the boat full with water. That's what the Bible say. And one of the gospel, and they went down, and they began to wake Jesus with an attitude. Master cares not that we perish. But Jesus would have been teaching those disciples, they God-given authority, they could reign and rule. And you know, so many times, if you don't really meditate on the word and be a doer that word, when opposition, when trials and tribulation come, you'll forget everything God's word done said. You have to put his word into practice. James said, don't be just a hearer, but be a doer. But anyway, in Daniel the 7th chapter, I'm going to go back. He said, he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And see, we're in the hour of the time, the enemy trying to wear you out, my brother, my sister. Now, you might not be one of the fivefold minister gift, the apostle, the prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, but if you are born-again believer, you see, the enemy has something against all born-again believers. He'll try to wear you out. I've been there, done that. He'll try to get in between you and your relationship with God. And that's what I'm talking about. You got to strengthen your relationship with God. If you want to experience the victory that Jesus paid for, I'm telling you, you have your part to play. And, you know, compared to what Jesus experienced and had to endure and what he, y'all, our part is simple. But, you know, I told the Lord one day, I said, you know, God, I started out and I'm still there. All I ever want to do is hear you and obey you. And I done experienced so many detractions, so many trials, tested, affliction, and persecution. Lord, I mean, you know, and at first when I started, it was just, to me, it kind of was simple. But the more I walk with God, the more I see the valor. But guess what? He never told us that we're going to be exempted from trials and tribulation and persecution and reject. He never told us that. And because sometimes people don't notice what they do, they just feel like, oh, it's going to happen. I went to church Sunday, and they prophesied to me and told me what God's going to do. Or the pastor gave me, oh, everything. Yes, everything shall be all right, but that don't mean you exempted from the enemy going to come and try to interfere and cause you to doubt what was said. See, this is the thing I find out a lot of times. Some people don't realize this. Some people haven't been taught this. And as a prophet of God, he's been giving this. And this is what he began to tell. He said, talk about man relationship with me as well as mine with him. Talk to him about the Holy Spirit. Because let me tell you, without a relationship with the Trinity, without the Holy Spirit, you ain't going to make it. You might, what I mean, when I say you ain't going to be able to experience the abundant life. You're not going to experience the victory that he won for you. You'll walk around. Yeah, you might live. might live to see, if Jesus tarry, who is to say, you might live to see 100, you might live to see whatever, but you will be walking around here sad, because I'm telling, God never intended for us to do life without him. He never intended that. And for years I thought I could do life without God. But God never, I will create another, listen, never, N-E-V-E-R. He never intended for you and I to do life without him. Because Jesus said in John 16, he said, in this world you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I done overcome the world. You're going to have trials. You're going to have tribulation. Trouble going to come. Your abundant life is based upon your relationship with God, with the Trinity. That's what it's based upon. Hallelujah. But he said, well, we're at the saints of the Most High and thank the chain times and law. We send it now. Look at the government. Look how they done chained a lot of the laws. The United States was found on a relationship with God, the laws and principles of God. But look how they're changing it. It's crazy. And if you're not really abiding and have a relationship with Lord like you should, honey, it'll cost you just, you know, whatever, whatever. We got a lot of people don't even vote. Well, ain't no use to vote. They're going to do what they want to do. And people died. Fought for us to vote. See, that he'll begin to give you that kind of mindset. If your mind is not stayed on the Lord. And I'm telling you, your relationship with God is so important. You know, I can kind of compare it to a relationship in the natural, the relationship in the spirit realm with you and the Creator. You take a lot of married couples. Do you not know that divorce rate is higher among the believers than it is in the world? Because a lot of people in the world, they shacking. They don't believe in marriage. But that's the devil. That, and like I said, Satan going to always want us to go contrary to what the will of God is. What is the will of God? Prophet, the will of God is the word of God. But there too, again, he don't like we having a relationship with God or even a relationship with one another. I'll be talking about that too. But anyway, he said, and think to change times in the laws, and they should be given into the hand unto time and time in the dividing of time. I wanted you to see that because we experiencing that. We seeing a lot of laws have changed for what God say. We see people is living contrary to what God say. Everybody, you got a lot of people want to do what they want. And you can, and even it's happening in the family. We got some family dealing with some of their children, some of their spouse, the spirit of homosexual, the spirit of lesbian. It's here, y'all. It's here, you know. But guess what? You and I, through Jesus' resurrection, through his coming, death, burial, and resurrection, we can endure it. We can overcome it. We cannot allow it to cause us to cast away our confidence in God. And when Jesus told them they were going to the other side and the storm came, what did they do? Because they were focused on that stone, they lost and cast their confidence away in what Jesus said. And that's what the enemy, he tried to use things and people he influenced to cause us to cast away our confidence in the Lord. Okay? Now I'm going to go. I want you to keep these scriptures in mind. Let's go to Revelation 12 and 10. I want you to keep these scriptures in mind. As we go into the teaching today, I want you to keep it because, like I said, yes, I'm a prophet, but I do more teaching than I prophesy. And that's just what God called me to do, and that's what I do because I'm concerned about God's people. I can tell you God is good, but if you experience a lot of adversity, the enemy will use what you see and what you feel to try to get you to doubt his goodness. Come on, somebody. And I found out as a believer, you and I have to learn how to walk, be a doer of this word. Because you can do what the word said. Revelation 12 and 10. Revelation 12 and 10. Let's see. Revelation 12 and 10. It said, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our Lord God and the power of Christ. For the accusing of the brethren is cast down. which accuse them before our God day and night. Jesus said in Matthew, the 12th chapter, a kingdom cannot stand. A house divided cannot stand. A family divided cannot stand. And there too, again, the spirit of accusing. That spirit is among the saints. It's in the body of Christ, and we have to be careful. He comfort got the body of Christ fighting one another. Well, the Bible said one can put 1,000 to flight, two could put 10,000 to flight. The enemy goes to extreme. He don't want us to come together into work. Because he know if the saints come together and work, the scripture be fulfilled. One can put 1,000 to flight, two could put 10,000 to flight. And he used offenses. He used rejection. Come on, somebody. He used these things against us to divide us. Jesus said he was going to build his church. He said, upon this rock, upon the revelation of who he is, what he came to do, what he accomplished. He said, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Well, why it appears that the gates of hell prevail against the church? Because a lot of the church have an identity problem. They don't know who they are in Christ, what Christ did for them, and what God required. When you read the Beatitudes, as we call it, Matthew the 5th chapter, it tells you how we supposed to conduct ourselves or how we supposed to treat one another. Ephesians the 4th chapter talk about it. His many scriptures talk about it. Luke talk about it. The Bible tells us to love one another. Pray for them that despise and use us. Do good to them. You know, these are laws and principles that these are laws that we're supposed to live by. And when we don't do what God tells us to do, I'm telling you, it's a verse for everything. Every problem, everything you will ever encounter on this earth, it's a verse for it. We are not hopeless people. But look what he said. He said, accusing of the brother is have cast out, which accused them before our God day and night. He always, if you not really got the word in you, he gonna always have you. And I've been down there. Oh, they don't like you. And sometimes it can be some truth to that. But just cause somebody don't like me, the Bible don't tell me if they don't like you and if they speaking against you, he still tell me to forgive. He still tell me, love my enemy, bless them that curse me, pray for them that despise and use me. If I sit around and focus on the people that don't reject me, what's true to have, and what they done said about me, I owe myself up for offenses. Come on, somebody. Yes, you will. You, all of us will do that. Okay? Now, let me go. We're going back to James, the 4th chapter. Let's go. And this is the scripture that we started out with. I'm going to read the first 8 verses of James, the 4th chapter from the Amplified. And if I say this all the time, I'm not really concerned about stirring your emotion. I'm concerned about your relationship with God. Because, y'all, that's what's at. It's just like even with married couple, with families, if you develop that relationship with God, God can help you to maintain a relationship with your spouse, with your children, with your relatives. Because, y'all, listen, ain't none of us. I learned this at an early age because of my daddy's lifestyle. My daddy did not live up to my expectations. And because he did, I owe myself up to be very critical of my dad. Didn't really care about my dad. I'm just going to be, yeah, my dad was a great provider. But when it came down to loving the children the way I thought he supposed to love, my dad wasn't like that. But thank God dad did get saved before he died. But there too, again, my point is this. When people don't live up to your expectation and because of your evil tendency, and believe it or not, all human beings have evil tendency. Come on now. But see, in James, that's why I said, God told me, he said, take your time with it. Don't try to, and sometimes we can miss out. And sometimes you can been reading the Bible for years, but the Holy Spirit can share some more light on here to be like, wow, It was there all the time, but it take the Holy Spirit to bring the light. Okay? I'm going to start reading. It said, what? Now, I'm in James, the fourth chapter, and I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. I think it might get over there in the Life Application, because I really want you to see this. And that's why it's so important to get in that read. Study the Bible. Y'all, there's two kingdoms operating on this earth. The kingdom of light, the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God. Now, you either in one or the other. It ain't no such thing where I ain't saved, but I ain't in the kingdom of God, and I ain't in the kingdom. No. That is not true. You either in the kingdom of God or you're in the kingdom of God. You're one of the two. What does God to do with a God everything? Please hear me. Okay. It's what led to scribe discord and feud, and how do conflicts cause and fighting originate among you? Do they not arise from your sinuous desires that are ever warred in your body members? You are jealous and covet what others have, and your desire go unfulfilled, so you become murderers. Now, a lot of people say, if I ain't never used a weapon to kill anyone, I'm not a murderer. Now, according to God's will, according to what God say, if you hate, according to God's word, he said to hate is to murder as far as your heart is concerned. And that's among the body. Now, I know it's in the world, but it's in the body. Oh, I just hate so-and-so. So-and-so just made, I just can't stand so-and-so. I don't like to be in their presence. Bitterness, resentment. It shouldn't be. Now, when you read this epistle, James, in this fourth chapter, he ain't talking to sinners. He talking to saints. He talking to saints how evil desires can war. And that's why Paul said, as you yield your members to unrighteousness, now yield your members, your desires, your eyes, he said, not yearly to righteousness. What is right? What God say? What God word say? What else he say? Hallelujah. He said, to hate is to murder at first your heart is concerned. You burn with envy and anger and are not able to obtain the gratification, the contentment, and the happiness that you seek. So you fight in war you do not have because you do not act. A lot of people say, why my prayers ain't being answered? Is you asking according to the will of God, what is written, or are you asking based upon your motives, your selfishness? Come on, somebody. Your self-ambition. Oh, that's a good word. He said, you do ask God for them and yet fail to receive because you ask with wrong purpose and evil, selfish motives. Your intention is when you get what you desire to spend it in senior pleasure. Now listen, what our prayer is supposed to be based upon the will of God for us, not being selfish. And I had to learn that. Prayer is based upon, I'm supposed to ask God according to what his word say that he have in store for me. Come on, somebody. I don't want to be asking God for $1 million to spend it all on me. Come on, somebody. I don't supposed to be asking God for a fine home that I can go around and talk about, oh, I got this fine home, I guess, so I can be little of other people. Come on, somebody. A lot of people ask God more for carnal things instead of spiritual things. Come on. And this is what James was trying to help the saints about. He said, you're praying, but you ain't, your motives is not pure. You ain't asking God for what based upon what his words. You asking according to your flesh desires. He said, even you're quarreling about it. Jealousy come through that. Oh, look at so-and-so. Honey, I ain't jealous, but look at them. They think it's all about them. Look at them. Oh, they think they can preach better than somebody. We ain't got no business comparing ourselves to other people. Each one of us God have grace up with different gifts, different things he want us to do on this earth. But one ain't no better than the other. Yeah, you might be an apostle. You might be a prophet. You might be an evangelist. You might be a pastor and a teacher. But you're not more than me. You don't have, you can't be little of me. Paul talked to the Corinthians about that. They would exhort one office above the other. They would exhort one gift above the other. And he would let them, you don't do that. One ain't no better than the other. He said the least in the body of Christ is greater. Jesus even said, if you want to be great, you got to be a servant. But we see all these things, these done changed. People don't look at it like that no more. You got some leaders, they knew, and I was looking at that too. You got some leaders, but I'm getting ahead of myself, but you got some leaders. You ain't in that position to dominate nobody. Come on, somebody. It's all about Jesus. And so do you ask God for them and yet fail to receive because you ask with wrong motives and evil selfish motive? Your intention is when you get what you desire to spend it in your senior pleasure. You are like unfaithful wife having this good love affair with the world and breaking your marriage vow to God. Still, you got a lot of things. They might not be commit natural adultery or having love affair, but in the spirit realm, they are. Are you giving some more attention and time than you to spending time with God and in his word? Well, you guess what? You have an affair. That's what Jane was trying to tell him. Like I said, a lot of people look more at the natural more than they look at the spirit realm. But the spirit realm, the real world is the spirit world. We all were trained up in the natural. That's why Paul said, don't be conformed to this world. You'll be conformed to this world as long as you base everything based upon, live according to what the world say. The world in a nutshell is against what God say. Oh, you can do what you want to do. You can live in kind of, if it feel good, do it. That does not agree with what God's word saying. And we as born again believers, if we want to continue to be with the Lord and do what God, we got to strengthen our relationship. Look at the fifth verse. Well, he says, so whoever, I'm still at the bottom part of the last part of the fourth verse. It says, so whoever chooses to be a friend of the world, take his stand as an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that the scripture is speaking to no purpose that say, the spirit who he have caused to dwell in us, yearn over us, and he yearn for the spirit to be welcomed with a jealousy love. But he give us more and more grace, the ability, the power of the Holy Spirit to meet this evil tendency and all other fully. That is why he said God set himself against the proud and haughty, but give grace and continue to the Lord, those who are humble enough to receive it. I don't know about y'all. The more I walk with the Lord, the more I know I need him. I'm not naive, but I need God to help me. I tell him daily, Holy Spirit, smite. If any pride in me, smite it. Smite that spirit of pride. I don't want that to be a part because you resist the pride and give grace to the humble. A lot of times you got a lot of saints. They look down on other Christians. You got a lot of Christians, a lot of times, like I said, they spend their time dealing with trying to overcome wrong motive intention. And I'm going to tell you, it'll frustrate you instead of just humble yourself saying, you know what, Lord, I need help. I know you tell me, God, to forgive my enemy. I know you tell me to love my neighbor. God, I will to do it. And see, I learned to say everything that God required me to do, especially my head. And I'm telling you, your heart can be saying one thing and your head saying something else. But you have to, the more you read the word, you can bring it into a total alignment with what God's word say. God can tell you to forgive them. And in your heart, you're in your mind saying, yeah, but look at them. They still don't like you. They still talking about you. See, this is where the Bible tells you had to cast down these imagination and these thoughts. Excuse me. The seventh verse is to be subject to God, resist the devil. Listen, the devil always shoot at our soul. That's why, like I said, this apostle blessed me when he said that we don't have a faith problem because God is in our faith, that Jesus is in our faith, the Holy Spirit is in our faith. He said, but you got a mind problem. And that's why it's so important that you have to keep your mind renewed. What did God say about your situation? I don't know, prophet. That's a sign you ain't reading your word. Yeah, but. No, no but. What did God say? What did God tell you to do about your enemy? What God told you to do about money? Well, honey, I just don't have enough money. What did he tell you to do about your money? What did he tell you to do? I'm telling you, the abundant life is based upon hearing and obeying what God's word say once you receive Jesus. That's what it's about. You cannot live life without God. God intended to be that way. Whether you believe or not, I believe that. I'm fully persuaded in that. And like I said, a lot of times we have our own ideas about what we can accomplish, but often we think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. And the Bible tells, let no man think highly of himself than he ought to, lest he fall. When you're looking at other people and comparing yourself to other people based upon what you can do versus what they can do, that ain't the way. You'll find yourself being little people. Come on, somebody. Oh, they ought to be doing this and that. There's some things you ain't doing you ought to be doing too. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, when we really do what this word said, makes a difference. He said, so be subject to God, resist the devil, stand firm against him, to match the devil. He will flee from you. Come close to God. Well, how do you come close to God? I'm telling you, by reading his word, spending time. Talk to him. I talk to God about everything. Talk to him. Y'all, I'm telling you, sometimes we can get addicted to the TV. Now, like I said, I like cowboy movies and stuff like that. You can get addicted to that. You can get addicted with being on your phone. I tell you, you can get addicted to your phone. Sometimes I be going through it. I think I should go, and hun, next thing I know, I'm going to spend an hour. And I have to say, and get off the phone. I'm just telling you, these are things, and I'm telling you, if you want to be able to be victorious this year, make it up in your mind. Even with husband and wife. Husband and wife, you know, when you got husband and wife both working, you got to make time for your wife. First, you got really make time for God, and God help you to prioritize the other. But this is so important. Relationships is important. Just like in Malachi, I think it's the third chapter, it talk about God was rebuking those priests because they had not left the wife of covenant, and they were marrying these ungodly women. And he was telling them that God wanted a godly seed. You know, a lot of my children, and I'm telling you, a lot of children is running wild. They killing one another. They doing all kind of crazy stuff. But I wonder what their parents are doing. Well, I might hear something, well, Prophet, I'm praying. Keep praying. But listen, don't pray without believing. Don't pray without trusting. If you praying and you ain't believing your prayers, if you praying and you not trusting what God say, well, one way, honey, they just worry me. I had to learn that. When my son was doing some things, where he's pastor now, and both of my children, they spent over 27 years in the Air Force. But I had to learn how not only to pray, but I had to learn how to have faith and confidence in what God said about my children. And he tell you what to do. God will tell you when hard time comes. How you supposed to live? And like I said, in the hour we living in, we seeing all this stuff. It ain't, to me, it don't encourage me. When I see how the laws in the government, how they changing the laws, and the laws is going contrary to what God's word say. Y'all, that grieved my heart. That bothered me. But I can't focus on that so much I forget what God's words tell me to do about it. I can't allow the enemy to cause me to get bitterness and hatred and all that in my heart against these people, because they being influenced and don't even know they being influenced by the enemy. The enemy can influence you just like God can influence you. We talked about that with Peter and Jesus on one occasion. He said, come close to God and he will come close to you. Recognize that you are a sinner. Get your sore hand clean. Realize that you have been disloyal, waver in the deed, divide the inch, and purify your heart of your spiritual adultery. As you draw near to God, be deeply penitent and grieve, even weep over your disloyalty. Let your laughter be turned to grief and your marriage to dejection and heartfelt shame for your sin. Humble yourself, feeling very insignificant in the presence of the Lord. He will exhort you. He will lift you up. and make your life sin. And I'm telling you, and then he said, my brother, look at the love of God. My brother, do not speak evil about or choose one another. And like I said, Matthew 12, that's how the enemy bringing so much in the body of Christ. This one putting this one down. This one putting, yeah, that's not the spirit of God. Because we all going to miss it. And there too, again, like I said, people, you know, I said a lot of times when I said something about the enemy, the problem will always come out there. No, you better know you got an enemy, and you better know how he operates, and you better have a strategy. No man ever went to war without getting the strategy of finding out who his enemy is and finding out and knowing about the weapons he need to fight against him. And I'm telling you, even in 2023, it's some things, it's going to get rough. Jesus done already told you that. But you still can have peace. You still can have victory. That's not excluding you from the miracles. But in order to have a miracle, you got to believe and trust what God say. And you got to do what he say in order for a miracle to manifest. You still can have more than enough. But if you ain't experienced it more than enough, what are you doing? Are you doing what the Bible says so you can have more than enough? Come on, somebody. St. John 14 said, let not your heart be troubled. See, I had to learn the one that gave me a promise, I can have a relationship with him. And Jesus made it possible. In Christ, believing in what he said, believing that he the Son of God, accepting him as that. And then once he come in, his spirit come in, and then living the court, that's when you can have a supply. Matthew 6:33, one of the most, to me, some people don't obey it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek, find out how God wants you to operate on this earth, how God wants you to treat your enemy. How, come on, somebody. All it's just like what a husband, compared to really a good husband and wife relationship. Once they come, they get married. The Bible says they no more one, no more two, but they one, no more twine, but they one flesh. I went to a marriage seminar, and Pastor Malcolm, he really blessed me. Him and his wife were teaching on, and he was saying how God had to show him, that's my daughter you married, and I'm watching how you treat my daughter. God will show him, I never meant for you to dominate my daughter, but I mean for you to love her. Listen at her as well. See, the Bible tells us, and I don't want to get into this right now, but the Bible tells us in, hallelujah, in Ephesians 5:21, it tells the husband and the wife submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. A lot of people, they misinterpretate. Let me go there. I might close with that today. Because it, when it was saying to submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. And I'm telling you, the enemy, some people got the wrong interpretation of submitting. Submitting don't mean that somebody dominates you. But you got some husband and wife feel like that if I'm submitted to you, I'm supposed to control you. Whatever I say, it goes. That is not what he means. That is not what he come at. Come on. Oh, I know this type, but it's right. Come on. And that's why I say it's so important. In Ephesians, if you go to Ephesians, the fifth chapter, you go to Ephesians, the fifth chapter, the 22nd verse, look what he say when he talk about husband and wife. He said, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. And we all supposed to submit to God because we love him. And see, everything I do, I'm ministering, the Holy Spirit speaking through, but that's out of my love, my commitment, my devotion to God, because I love God. And because I love God, I can love people. God would grace me, give the ability through the Holy Spirit to love people, to forgive people. Do you agree? No, I don't agree with everything people do and say. No, I don't like sometimes what they're saying about me. Come on. And then look, he said, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. The way you submit to God. You ain't forced to submit to God, and neither you supposed to be forced to submit to one another. He's supposed to be an act of your will because of your love and your devotion to God. Then he said, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. He is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wife be to their own husband in everything. Husband, love your wife even as Christ have loved the church and gave himself it. But I wanted you to see husband and wife both supposed to submit themselves to the Lord. And he's telling them that even in the 21 verse, he's submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. It's all about God. But like I said, a lot of people, you said something about submission in the church, and now, they want to dominate you. Now, if any leader is dominating you, they are in error. That is not the spirit of God. You are not there to boss them. But as the ambassador of Christ, you are to lead them in the paths of righteousness. What path? In God's paths of righteousness. That's what it means. But some people still operate in a slave mentality, especially in Africa, America. It's sad, but it's true. Some of them still operating in a slave mentality. I'm supposed to boss that woman. She's supposed to do what I say do. I make all the decisions. Listen, if you ain't saved, most of your decisions is contrary to what God say. Most of your decisions is self-motivated. It's what I think, what I feel. It's about I. And anytime you not save it, it's all based. You selfish. I want. You love them as long as they doing what you want them to do. Once they stop, you up out of there. That's the way it is now. And it's sad, but it's true. But I wanted you to see, when he says submit to God, the way we can endure and overcome and be victorious, we have to submit to God. Then we have the ability to resist the devil and he'll flee. Because submitting to God, God revealed to you how you supposed to conduct yourself when evil present. He'll reveal to you what to do. Now, just like I went to Ephesians 5:22, I'm telling you what God says. I ain't telling you what Prophet Miller say. And he even said in the 18th verse, I'm still in Ephesians 5, the 15th, and 18, he said, be not drunk with wine, for it is excessive, but be filled with the Spirit. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, yes, we can always triumph in Christ Jesus, but that's only if we done receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we believe and trust and obey what he say, applying his word to our situation. Prophet Miller, I want a word from the Lord. I'm giving you a word from the Lord. Because like I said, a lot of times people, is God going to give me a house this year? God wanted to give you a house last year if you did what he told you to do. Now, I'm just being honest with you because we get caught up in all of that. I had to learn that as a prophet in the Lord church, and God taught me this. He said, a lot of people are going to want you to prophesy houses and land. He said, but the number one thing is, do you have a relationship with your creator? Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And once you have received, it's you in his word, it's you meditate, it's you being a doer of his word. See, the Bible tells us not to pursue prosperity. You see, from wisdom. Jesus said, what it will profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? And some people is pursuing the wrong thing. Come on, somebody. You can't take nothing with you when you leave it. And that's why the Bible even tells us that. And if you love the world, and that you're an enemy to God. If you're pursuing all of this houses and rightly divide, understand, there's nothing wrong with that. Please hear me. God bless me in 2019 to buy a new home. But guess what? I was content with what I had. And I thank God for my new home. I thank God for my automobiles. But my number one priority is to seek him out. Lord, what would you have me to do? And y'all say, Paul even told, in the last day, many depart from the faith. He's here. When he said many depart from the faith, he talking about believers. If you don't cast away your confidence in the Lord, my prayer is today that this word will stir you to go before God. Say, Lord, forgive me. I allow myself. I did just like those disciples. I've been observing the storms, and I don't allow focus on you. Our relationship ain't like it used to be. Even in Revelation, he said to the church, you lost your first love. the things of God don't mean as much as they used to. Y'all listen, we're going to still experience more trouble on this earth, more adversity, more persecution. It going to still come. But the only way you and I can be successful in victory is in our relationship with the Lord. That's what I'm talking about today. Everything I'm saying, I'm talking about relationship. The Bible tells us there'll be a time when family against family, children against parents, is here. But what do parents do when their children do that? Get anchored more in the Word. Don't give up. Keep believing God. The Holy Spirit will tell you how to do warfare. Y'all, this is so important. I'm telling you. Ain't none of us no island on this earth to ourselves. Like I said, I thank and praise the Lord for 2023. But I know, I don't know all that going to take place on 2023, but I do know this. I know the one that know everything, and that's the one I'm connected to. That's the one I have a relationship with. Jesus said, I'm going to do even some just special teaching just about the Holy Spirit. Because, I mean, Jesus said, I got to go. I'm paraphrasing, I'm sorry. To go, because if I don't come, he won't come. He will come at the Holy Spirit. It was so urgent that those apostles stay in Jerusalem until they receive the Holy Spirit. He said, don't leave. Because he know without the Holy Spirit, which is God, they couldn't make it. And too many people trying to do life without God. You cannot do life without God and experience the peace, the prosperity, the success. You can't do it. I was in a service a couple of weeks ago, Christmas really, and this pastor was preaching. He was saying, everything God done blessed me. Where's my son? But he would tell me, he said, it was God, all God, not me. He said, I'm not a fool. Everything is only because of God. I woke up on New Year because of God. It was not of my goodness. I didn't deserve it, but because of the blood of Jesus, because of his sacrifice. And I'm telling you, and like I said, and that's why, like I said, he said, be filled with the Spirit. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, and I and nobody else, I'm going to get more into that unless the Lord takes me. But I'm telling you, this is we talking about. And this is what James was saying, submit to God. And that's he said, submit to God and resist the devil and he'll flee. And some saying they ain't submitting to God. That's why you can't resist him. Because I'm telling you, you got all the faith that you need to overcome, to endure, to conquer. But the enemy will get in that mind, that sower shrimp. He done did it to me. All of us been there. We have to do. Jesus came, and John tell us he came and he dwell among us, and the Word became flesh. Jesus done walked this thing out. He was the example for all of us. He told us whenever we be tempted what to do. And I'm telling this truth. When you being tempted, you need to open your mouth and tell the devil what is written. You need to know who you are in Christ Jesus if you want to experience the victory. I'm telling you, if you're not doing that, if you're not a student of this word and a doer, you ain't gonna experience the victory. You can cry all you. Yeah, he touched with your tails, but he done made it possible that you and I can do. You know, I'm gonna stop right here and we're gonna pray for you, because I'm telling you, I'm talking about a relationship with your Creator. That's what I'm talking about. Having a relationship with God to help you with all your other relationships. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, again, we want to thank you for your word. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory for it. I thank you for those that tune in. I thank you, Holy Spirit, even after we go off the air, how you will continue, because I release your word. You're going to continue to bring enlightenment and understanding to the individual that will meditate on your word. You're already dealing with them. The spirit of conviction is already upon them. Thank you for bringing them into the true knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you for letting them know they can't do life without Jesus. That's why he came, to restore our relationship with the Father. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And Father, I just thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet Will Ann Miller. I pray that you enjoy the rest of your day. Remember, Jesus is Lord.